Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night. Siman Nun, we're learning about brachas and peiros. And we're up to Siman Sif Yud Gimel of Siman Nun. Really, I wouldn't use the, I'm not sure what word to use, philosophical. I mean, the idea that we're learning in brachas, you see, is that you have to be very focused. Maybe we're not focused enough. You see, the halacha, you make a bracha on one thing when the second thing is covered by the bracha, when it's not covered by the bracha, when you have to make another bracha, you go outside, like all sorts of issues. So you see that there's a very strong link between the bracha and what you're eating. Like you're supposed to focus on what you're eating and really think that you're thanking Hashem and you're talking about this apple. And now we have a shaila of that thanking of Hashem, if it helps for the orange or not. And we have to go into all kinds of convoluted svaras, when yes, when not. And sometimes you say he's Mesiach Das. So you see, it's not, the bracha is not a formula that you utter to make it mutter. Like, bingo. Magic. It was asur and you made a bracha and it's mutter. You see, it's mamish. It's very tzamud to the thing you're eating. You see all these things that would demand that you make another bracha, or that you can't make a bracha if you're going to go outside, like all these dinim. That's what the concept of the din is really teaching us, I think,
like the bracha has the reverse effect. You said it's making him butter, but you're actually not including, you're covering the orange by making it butter.
So, yeah. But what you see is that there's a very strong connection between the bracha and what you're reading. My point is, it's not like a formula you utter. It's like, Hashem, thank you for this apple. And now wait a second, he didn't say for this apple, he said for this fruit. So maybe it covers the other fruit, even if it's an orange. Maybe it doesn't. He walked outside, you broke the connection. You have to make another bracha. Like, it's very tight, very tight. Okay, just some, call it philosophy, call it like the reasoning of the halacha. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. B'chol advarim chutz min hapas, except for bread. Shenizbor adino b'simen membeiz Sif Yud Tes Chof Chof Aleph. So except for bread. Imshina Makomo. This is the Kitzashita. That it's everything but bread, what we're about to learn. The Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is not like that. But we're learning now the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, that in everything but bread, if you changed your place, Imshina Makomo, Aval Bishalo Yisiech Daitoi. He knows he didn't lose focus. He knows he didn't lose concentration. But it's like we say, it's automatic loss of concentration. It's automatic loss of focus, and he has to make a new bracha. Nachshav kama hesu chadas. It's like he broke the connection, and now he has to make a new bracha.
The Mishnah Berurah includes bread, or
he includes. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's mazonos or shivas haminim. You don't have to. Here we're saying you do for everything but bread. He's saying. For lachain mishochol l'shosu b'cheder yachad. And then there's another chiddush. What does he call shinui mako? So the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin two chadorim in the same building is not shini makom. He's going to, if it shares a roof, if it shares a ceiling, a roof, he's going to say if you went from one room to another room, is eating from the same type of food he started off eating. He's holding the food or a cup of soda as he walks from one room to the next. He has to make a new bracha.
That would also be not only that one from one cheder to another within the same apartment, but one apartment to another as long as it's under the same roof.
That is already a shaila. So the kitzur is not nogeya, because the kitzur says you always have to make a new bracha, except for bread. The Mishnah Berurah says, again, let's say you're talking about shahakol, you're talking about an apple. And you go from room to room in the same apartment, you don't make a new bracha, the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Maybe the chatchila is better to think that you're going to go to another room. But b'di'evad, you don't even make a new bracha, even if not. What?
Isn't he saying from room to room you do make another bracha?
That's the
kitzur. Yeah, the kitzur. That's what I'm saying. The kitzur is saying that in virtually everything but bread, you have to make a new bracha, even if you go from room to room.
Which one do we do?
We follow the Mishnah Berurah, I would assume. And first of all, it only applies, it doesn't apply to Al HaMichya things or to Al HaGefen things. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens room to room in the same house under the same roof does not count as Shinui Makom. He's not sure, so it's better to have in mind when you're going to walk from room to room. Better to have in mind when you make the bracha that you're going to be walking from room to room. You really have to make a new bracha. If you're eating, what are you eating? Hey, it's a cup of coffee.
Yeah, so you get something from the car, you go back in.
You have to make a new bracha. It sounds strange, but that's the din. So I have a problem always every sukkahs, where my sukkah is outside my house, but I have to, you step outside, like two steps, that's all. I don't know, it just seems weird, but the halacha is you make a new bracha.
Even in the case where you're holding food?
Yeah, if you go outside.
Yeah, let's say you take it with you and then you go back in. You don't drink it outside. You take your cup with you outside, you walk back in.
Yeah, it's like a new bracha. Lechora. You need like some big posek to say, that pashas you do. Avol bracha achrona mashach atchilein utzorich. You'll just make another bracha rishona, but you'll make one bracha achrona at the end. Ki habracha shivarech basov talei l'shteihen. It'll work for both. In other words, when you have to make a new bracha rishona, you do not have to make a bracha achrona first on the first thing you ate. And now you're making a new bracha on the second thing you're eating, but you just have to make a new bracha rishona on the second thing you're eating. And then one bracha achrona covers everything. Okay? So nachamal, the Mishnah Berurah holds, if you intended to go from room to room and you made the bracha, even from one floor to another floor in the same house, I'm not sure about different apartments, then you don't have to make a new bracha. The Bir Halacha says if you didn't have it in mind, but the b'di'evad, you don't make a new bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shita.
So you don't make a new you make the bracha achrona? If you went from room to room, you made a second bracha when you ended.
You make a bracha rishon achrona wherever you finish. Now there is one exception, and it's not such a clear hagdara. I have an opinion what it is, and that's if a person like takes chewing gum or sucking candy, and he walks around and he walks outside, it's like he has to make a new bracha. So there is a category of things where it's like so insignificant that where you started eating it is not really okay. That's my mako. We don't say that. We don't say that's my mako. When does it apply? Like, let's say you eat an apple. So I would ask you now, if you ate an apple and then you walked outside, you have to make a new bracha. So can we apply this halacha to an apple? Is it only chewing gum and sucking candy? Like, what happened? It would seem that if you decided when you started eating the apple, you say to yourself the following equivalent. I'm not eating the apple in this house, and then I'm going to go outside. The fact that I'm in the house is coincidental. I want to eat an apple. I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I want to eat an apple. I'm not eating it like here. Like you look at chilo, I'm never here. So it seems to me, perhaps you can do that. I can't say for sure. It's a chiddush, right? It doesn't say it anywhere in halacha. But why should it be different? Everything could be like sucking candies and chewing gum, where the nature of the thing is that you're not koveya mokum, you go to a different place. That's the nature. So can you make it the nature by other things? I don't know.
Yeah, but the kitzur actually makes it a little bit difficult because since it says when you go from room to room, even under the same roof, you gotta make another
rough. Not who? The kitzur hold like that.
The kitzur says that. So basically, if you get on a bus and you're eating something, you're changing the mukum every single time.
No, the mukum's the bus. you're in a portable makom. The makom is the bus. If you're in a car, a bus, the makom is the car or the bus. So, or you, maybe it only applies to things that it's the derech to go from place to place, like a sucking candy or chewing gum.
Isn't that much more common today, though, with a lot more things? Like, they used to be more kovea makom when they're eating. Now people are always moving and eating.
So when does it apply? When can we throw out these halachas that you have to make a new bracha when you walk outside? It's a difficult call. So I think, theoretically at least, if your mindset is not, I'm eating it here. Your mindset is, I'm eating this, like, and wherever I'll go, I'm eating. Like you said, like now in fast food mode, no one wants to sit down and eat. So then very possibly you do not make a new bracha. It's very hard to pascha that way because it's against dental.
Kind of like going down to the Americas, buying an ice cream and going into the stores.
So the horror, you could be make or not make a bracha. Tell us, where do you draw the line? The halacha says you do have to make a new bracha. So Rav Moshe says, you know, not. So at least I have a clear hagdara in my mind when you were never kovei a makom in the first place.
What if you're kovei a makom outside? Is it going inside?
That's a different halacha. Then when you kovei a makom outside, then when you go to a place from where you can't see the first place.
So that's shimmy.
Yeah. Okay. Stop here.
It's funny you said an apple.
What?
It's funny you said an apple.